Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Symphonic Band. This is Dr. Chandler Wilson from Florida State University. Excited to be here with you at the District 8 Music Performance Concert Music Performance Assessment. We're currently getting a stage set up. Percussion is coming out here now and getting their thing rolling. So I'll be back with you after your announcement is made. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope my comments and the comments of my fellow adjudicators this afternoon will be beneficial to you as an ensemble as well as an individual performer. All right, so looking forward to your performance, and best of luck. Clap is for you. We're excited to hear you get started. We'll let you play a couple of notes, and then we'll kind of hop in and talk about a few things. So balance is actually really good as far as volume. Now, when we have the moving lines, we definitely want to bring those out. So especially the Barry sax, bass clarinet, what we had at measure 5, we want to bring those out. We also want to push what we have at measure 10 and push exactly what we're doing even now. So are we going to shape that line? And when we do, we want to make sure we all are shaping it the similar way. Appreciate the idea of trying to shape the lower notes, the long notes. Good, now we have to continue to put and state the theme there, trumpets. So we're going to be very cautious that we know that we have the melodic idea, and then therefore we have to perform it as if we know that we have that melodic idea. Can shape this little rhythmic pattern D da 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 D and help shape the melodic idea, because the melody should be shaping itself also. So we can use the notes beneath that to do a little bit more also. Yeah, that should have been big. As far as not big as far as volume, but bar is shaping and energy. So yeah, we talk about passing off lines and passing off shaping is really big. So how do we want that line to be shaped in particular or something? So we do a great job of trying to keep the notes, and it seems like we're trying to push through the phrases. And what we have to keep in mind is we have to make sure that we over-exaggerate, because it has to get out here into the hall. And that happens when we're doing our individual performances, where we're thinking we're doing a crescendo or decrescendo, but we have to make sure we over-exaggerate it to be sure that we do. And then, of course, if it's too much, somebody would tell us that it is too much as well. So we added a lot of these slurs and things like that on some of these lines, then the goal would also be to help shape them. So like in measure 83, we would have that, and we're pushing to an accent, then there's some nuance stuff that happens as a part of that also. So hopefully we can continue that and look at that throughout the piece, as well as, again, shaping the stuff around the melody also. All right, benediction. nicely done. I would suggest maybe just a little bit more shaping within a solo. And then also, using a vibrato. That's something that we can do to be a bit more expressive. And being a euphonium player is something we can do. Not me being a euphonium player, but as a euphonium player, that's something that it is very common to be used. So that'll help. Oh yeah, I gotta bring that out. So whenever we have a moving note, and even there's actually a slight crescendo there, right? Body, I'm talking about the tuba measure 14, 13 going to 14. This could be really interesting, and it's also very difficult with this particular piece. Is when we have these little suspension moments, when we have it is written, the octave on the clarinet is just really high compared to the sound that we normally hear that suspension in. But we have it in other areas like the second trumpet or the horns, and we want to make sure that part is fitting into that lower voice. So even right there, yeah. Versus D da dum. Big forte moment, and we should be growing through this perfect moment where we talked about growing through the phrase and shaping the notes around it. So even a measure 33, 34, the folks that have the half notes, B D yaw, that'd be great to match with a jaw da da dee 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 dee, and it'll just be a great aid. Talk about balance all the time in general. I'm assuming you guys do because you have a great, decent balance within the ensemble. So we talk about a pyramid, a balance of sound. There's also a balance when we release. So when we release things, especially fermatas, we have to make sure that we're releasing in balance also. So what is the last sound that we want to hear? In turn, would it be the first sound that would be out also? Find that pitch. Find that pitch. That was a better release there. Great job. Push all the way through. And we think about our releases too, even with this solo. We have two type of releases mainly. We have a dry release and a sweet release. And I think we want a sweet release through these. Again, we want to receive a releasing and balance also. Yeah, definitely would take the last three bars. Just a little bit more patience and not too quickly through. Also, something to think about. But yeah, so shaping the phrase is one big thing. Doing this stuff around it, okay, is a big thing too. So we talked about that in some moments and areas where we can highlight those. And then we also talked about where we have these counter lines that are in there. And it's always been interesting to me that the clarinet parts are written so high. And therefore, it kind of becomes the dominant of that sound because we want it to be that warmer, lower register. So theoretically, it would probably be written an octave lower. But since it's that high, we have to make sure that we're matching and listening down to the lower instruments, the horns and the second, third trumpets, or wherever we may have that counter line with us during that time. Okay, so please just keep that in mind. Or just a suggestion. Behind it, and even a bigger vibrato, and push here, and we have a crescendo there too. There's a crescendo written that particular purpose, and we want to make sure we over exaggerate that. Watch the pitch. In the sound, but everybody has the melodic idea. We want to make sure we're all together locked in on pitch, and we're also together locked in on how we're shaping the phrase. We can do something a little extra, a little warm, and be very careful of crushing the notes too. So I know it's a little slow, I mean it's on the slower side, but because of that, when we do, we have to make sure we fill up all the time and space. We're kind of pushing through the eighth note to like da, dee, da, da, versus da, dee, da, da. So take your time throughout the eighth notes and don't rush them. We have a chance to make a moment here. Oh, that only, we gotta set that up. We gotta set that up. Beat hard all. Okay, that's a really big moment that we had there that we didn't really push as the best we could. So many moments here where we can do so much fantastic shaping. It's a really nice moment right there. But we lost it really quick. So yes, we want to have a decay, but we want things to be even. We're going to go boom, hit it, and then pull it away. Find a balance. Probably a little less on the sand block. It's a little strong. Just a little, not too much. Just wanted it to be more of a feeling versus a, you know, right here in the face sand block thing. Play very well though. Because now we're setting the groove shut. Ding dong 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 ding dong ding dong shut it shop shop bop. We're gonna have to line that pitch in. The F concert is gonna be really interesting, altos. Okay, the rewise is really important. That note is extremely sharp on saxophone. Should be big. That all should be really, really big. Now, I know we're trying to play safe, but yeah, all those G flats should be very massive. Make sure we match articulations on the quarter notes. Yeah, we have different articulation ideas. So da da, and whatever we do in the first note, we have to do the same. So people bam bam. Articulate the same. So we almost sound like we're slurring versus da da da. So we have to hear the front end of the note. It's articulated. Find a groove, find a groove, find a groove, find a groove. Like some music in general, we have to listen to the groove versus thinking about like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1, 2, 3. We have to think more about the groove in general. That was Forte. Now, even more horns. Yeah. If that can make sure you know where we cut off there, measure 129. So, really great work. A lot of it's a little reserved, and that's understandably, you know, an approach for some, which is completely fine. But when we have two Fs on the paper, I think we kind of expect two Fs, and that's how we build a musicianship in order to play that volume with great tone quality and blended balance and all that come to it. So, by the time we get to 120, that all that should be really big and in your face. Of course, with great tone quality, great blend and balance also. But we did have a lot of reserve moments in general, with at least mainly through the second movement. But basically, again, what we're talking about with the groove is making sure that we follow the groove sometimes versus the actual rhythm. Because sometimes we're true, but when we have da di dum di shaka da din ja e a shaka da e a bon a, and that's where we find ourselves lining the piece up better. Okay, because we're overly thinking about it, and we make it a little bit more difficult than what it should be, or we make it more annotated than what it should be as well. All right, in the first movement, a lot of great things, shaping and stuff like that, but don't be afraid to push a little bit, especially the saxophone solo at the beginning. So a little bit more vibrato. We have a crescendo that we kind of missed, but it's kind of implied that the music should do that anyway. So we're allowed to do that with the shaping. With that also, all in all, really great performance, great ensemble sound, great balance within the ensemble. There are some moments where I think that we can take a little bit more risk to make more musical moments, which is why we do this. So I know this is at a point where we're doing this for some type of rating or something like that, but you're performing for an audience, and we want the audience to get the best that we can give them, and that's, you know, sometimes taking the notes off the page and performing music, you know, even more. And we're headed towards that direction for sure. Just want to encourage you to do a little bit more of that as well. Alrighty. Thank you so much for performing today, and hopefully my comments will be beneficial to you all, and also the comments of my colleagues as well. I'm wishing you all the best through the rest of your academic school year. Please continue to be safe, and best of luck.